Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 18, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. High flow, or standard oxygen, in acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. A multicenter trial established a direct comparison of high flow oxygen and standard oxygen therapy for patients with acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, defined by a partial pressure of arterial oxygen to fraction of inspired oxygen ratio of 200 or less. This research directly evaluated the clinical impact of these oxygen delivery methods on intubation rates and patient mortality. The findings from this investigation provide crucial guidance for optimizing oxygen delivery strategies in critical respiratory care. Article number 2. Pre-hospital whole blood and traumatic hemorrhage, a randomized controlled trial. A pragmatic phase 3 randomized controlled trial directly evaluated the clinical effectiveness and safety of pre-hospital whole blood transfusion in patients with major traumatic hemorrhage. This multicenter study specifically compared whole blood transfusion with standard care in a pre-hospital setting provided by air ambulance services. The findings from this investigation established crucial evidence regarding optimal transfusion strategies for severe hemorrhage prior to hospital arrival. This research offers definitive insights into improving early trauma care and patient outcomes. Article number 3. Proprotein convertase-cetilizine/kexin, type 9 inhibitors, past, present, and future. Proprotein convertase-cetilizine/kexin, type 9, PCSK9, inhibitors have been established as a potent new class of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol-lowering drugs. These inhibitors demonstrate efficacy comparable to and additive with high-intensity statins, alongside an excellent safety profile. Extensive cardiovascular outcomes trials confirm that monoclonal antibody PCSK9 inhibitors significantly reduce the risk of major adverse cardiovascular outcomes across a wide spectrum of patients. This represents a substantial therapeutic advancement for cardiovascular risk management. Article number 4. Senescence-associated metabolic alterations aggravate calcific aortic valve disease. This study demonstrated that senescence-associated metabolic alterations aggravate calcific aortic valve disease, a condition currently without effective pharmacotherapy. Researchers identified a tight link between declining nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide levels with age and the progression of valvular inflammation and calcification. Disruption of specific nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide salvage metabolism was found to drive these detrimental processes within the aortic valve. These findings provide critical mechanistic insights into the pathogenesis of calcific aortic valve disease, highlighting novel therapeutic targets. Article number 5. Long-term outcomes following sacubitril/valsartan therapy for chronic HFrEF. Italian real-world multicenter study. This Italian real-world multicenter study provided long-term outcomes following sacubitril/valsartan therapy for chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The study established longitudinal changes after sacubitril/valsartan initiation and the association between dose changes and major adverse cardiovascular events. Data were collected from 592 outpatients, revealing insights into the real-world effectiveness and optimal dosing strategies of sacubitril/valsartan. This research illuminates the critical impact of treatment adherence and dose management on patient prognosis and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.